As we do near the end of every semester, we gather as a community to acknowledge particular contributions made by undergraduate students both on and off campus. So these illustrious 14 faculty and staff members are going to introduce particular students, and I think some of you have been notified that you will be recognized today. I do want to say that as we celebrate the gifts of many students this morning, we also commend the contributions of every member of our community to make EMU what it is for all of us. We'll begin with Kathy Smeltzer-Erb of the Education Department, and I'll invite each of the faculty and staff to introduce themselves by name and department, and then they will proceed in the order of the program that they have. Kathy?
Good morning. I'm Kathy Smeltzer-Erb, Chair of Undergraduate Teacher Education, and I have two awards to present today. First, the Teachers of Promise Award. Five teacher education candidates selected by faculty participated in a statewide celebration to honor the most promising and gifted teachers entering the profession. This year's Teachers of Promise are Brandy Clark, Brendan Erb, Rose Jancy, Becca Short, and Melody Tobin. And the second award is the Courage to Teach Award. Modeled after the principles in Parker Palmer's book by the same name, a copy of which is given to the recipient. Faculty selected Erin Johnson for her dedication and effectiveness in teaching, genuine caring for students, value-based and highly principled behaviors, reflective thought and practice, and a passion for teaching. And all of these honorees are student teaching today and unable to be with us, so please extend your congratulations to them when you see them. Thank you.
I'm Sharon Miller in the Music Department. Brandy Clark is also receiving the Music Department's Outstanding Music Education Award. During her time at EMU, Brandy has excelled in scholarship, in community building, in musical performance, and in teaching in the classroom. The Music Department faculty feels she will have a positive impact in all of her future roles, both in the classroom and in the communities in which she will serve. And she's also student teaching.
I'm Linda Nagy, Director of the Academic Support Center, and I have the privilege of working with some of the most approachable and strongest scholarly students on campus, a wonderful combination. They are the tutors in the Academic Support Center. Unfortunately, we say goodbye to a number of them each spring. There are 10 regular tutors who will graduate at the end of the month. Please stand while I call your name and we'll clap at the end after everyone's up. Erica Garber, Mark Harder, Jordan Hollinger, Kendra Litwiller, Andrew Nofziger, Derek Souter, Mara Short-Miller, Hannah Tissue, David Waybill, and Matt Zimmerman. And I'd like Derek to stand again. The Support Center recognizes a Tutor of the Year each spring. Derek was the rare first-year student who completed the tutoring practicum and began tutoring during his very first year on campus. He's been working hard every semester that he's been on campus. He's also been the rare student who has supported many discipline areas, his majors of psychology, mathematics, computer science, as well as writing across the discipline. Thank you, Derek, for your service. And we will recognize all of them with gifts and certificates in the Support Center later today or this week.
I'm Kim Gingrich-Brenneman, psychology, and the psychology department would like to recognize Bonnie Fisher. Bonnie, would you stand? Thank you. For exemplary achievement in several different areas, both service and academics, we'd like to recognize and thank you, Bonnie, for your service to your fellow classmates, your careful listening to what others say in class, your encouraging comments to others to push them to recognize their passions in life and to follow with them, your ability to challenge ideas in a positive manner that allows others to see how complex an issue might really be. for your service to the larger EMU community and many of the variety of activities that you've been involved with over the last several years, and of course your involvement in the psych department, your positive attitude and smile that lights up our department, as you all know, which has no windows. So we appreciate that greatly. Appreciate you for your genuine concern and care for students as you work with them on an individual basis to help them understand concepts and encouraging words when they feel frustrated. Would also like to recognize you for your academic excellence, your full engagement in your coursework, including internship and research, your exuberant enthusiasm for learning, which inspires your classmates as well as your professors. Thank you, Bonnie.
Good morning, I'm Andy Richter from the admissions office. I'm here to recognize our senior Royal Ambassadors. For those of you who don't know, the Royal Ambassadors are those who are hosting students, giving tours, are eating lunch with prospective students, and are truly ambassadors for our university to our prospective students who come. So we have 9 seniors that we're going to be recognizing. Not all of them are here because of student teaching and internships and other things like that, but if you are present, I would welcome you to stand, and then afterwards, please come up and receive a gift from Kara and I, just for our gratitude for all that you do. Alyssa Cable, Andrea De Avila Balboa, Natalia Durstein, Mariah Elliott, Laura Glick, Jacob Landis, Ellen Roth, Hillary Short, and Michelle Zook. Thank you guys so much on behalf of the university and as the admissions office as well. We appreciate all you do.
I'm Sarah Duffnall, and this is Scott Eyre, and we're residence directors in North Lawn. And we're here to honor Laura Glick and Lauren Dixon, if you would stand, for outstanding community leadership. We've had the distinct privilege of working with Laura and Lauren for the last 2 of their 3 years of employment with Res Life. They both consistently go above and beyond what is asked of them and have served as outstanding community leaders.
The community advisor role, especially in the traditional halls, requires an adaptable, outgoing, and ambitious attitude. Laura and Lauren have valiantly taken on this role for 3 years, all in traditional halls, which is a rare, beautiful, and awesome commitment. Laura's enthusiasm and exceptional creativity and general glickiness has left an indelible mark on the halls she has led. Lauren's compassionate and thoughtful spirit has also left an indelible mark. They will be greatly missed, but their legacy will continue.
Good morning. My name is Adriana Campbell. I am from the Language and Literature Department. I'd like to ask Gladys Fuentes to stand, please. We're awarding her the Ray Elvin Horst Award for Excellence in Spanish that honors a student who has exhibited academic excellence in this field. Our second award goes to Maria Martin, who's on cross-cultural. She's receiving the Irvi Glick Award for Excellence in World Language Study, and this honors a senior or a junior who has exhibited academic excellence in the Spanish major and shown a clear sense of calling to pursue graduate work or using his or her degree in service to the church. Lene Prunes, if you could please stand. This award honors the Omar Eby Writing Award, honors a senior majoring or minoring in writing studies who demonstrate excellence in the craft of creative writing and who provides insightful critique and support for other writers in creative workshops. We are very much honored to have both of you in the department, and we wish you success in your future endeavors.
I'm Mike Medley, the chair of the Language and Literature Department. And we're honoring this morning Brendan Erb, who's also not here because he's student teaching. He was a recipient also last year of this award, the Carol Yoder Award for Teaching Excellence, which honors a EMU student who is a senior or junior who has demonstrated academic excellence in both literary studies and education courses. Landon Hevner, if you're here, please stand. We're honoring Landon with the James R. Baumberger Award for Excellence in Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. He is a minor in this department, TESOL. And his performance in TESOL classes and practicums has been outstanding. The J.B. Landis Award for Excellence in Literary Studies honors an EMU student who's majoring or minoring in the Language and Literature Department who completes an essay, research paper, or scholarly presentation for a literature course that exemplifies the components of good literary analysis. The recipient of the J.B. Landis Award this year is Maria Driediger. Please stand, Maria. We'll be giving all our awardees certificates when they come to our end of the year celebration.
My name is Phil Teason, and today I represent the Student Programs and Orientation Department. Today I'll be recognizing student leaders from Campus Activities Council, Common Grounds, and Rec Sports. First, Jonathan Estrada, please stand. Jonathan has been a CAC member for 2 years and has served as president for 1 semester. He has filled this role with a humble, friendly spirit. And Johnny, we appreciate the work you have done with CAC in the past years and could not have asked for a better president this semester. Thanks, Johnny. Tyler Eshelman, Common Grounds. Tyler's not here today, but Tyler has served as events manager during his first year at EMU, took a break for cross-culture to China this past fall, and returned this spring to finish his term. We appreciated his creativity and energy. Thank you, Tyler. You can clap. Laura Beckler, also not, oh, she's here today. Laura has performed her duties as financial manager with a level of maturity and professionalism that is far beyond her years. Maintaining the current payroll, cash drawer, and deposits, and developing spreadsheets, charts, and graphs to illustrate sales trends for the other managers. Laura has worked as the financial manager during a time when Common Grounds has seen a significant increase in sales, guiding the financial matters with a steady hand as we have negotiated the many details of that change. Thank you, Laura. Sarah Puckett and Kat Ross, Rec Sports. Sarah's not here today, also student teaching. She has been the president of Rec Sports for 4 semesters. Kat is here, director of equipment, the past 2 semesters. Sarah stepped forward again this year as president of Rec Sports, heading up a jam-packed calendar of intramural opportunities. Kat has been our hardworking director of equipment, putting her nose to the grindstone to make sure that equipment is always stocked and in good shape. Kat isn't afraid to go out in the cold during flag football or take a dodgeball to the head as a sacrifice to her peers so that they can have an excellent intramural experience. Thanks, Sarah and Kat.
I'm Paulette Moore from the Visual and Communication Arts Department, and today we're honoring Ellen Roth. Very happy to be doing that. Ellen, you can stand up. When I think of Ellen, she is intelligent, she's poised, she has strength, she has humor, she has curiosity, and we're honoring her for her role in as the gallery assistant. We have 2 galleries here on campus. She's a compassionate leader and a bold problem solver. She's full of confidence and joy and humility and gratitude. And we feel she has just tremendous capacity, sets a standard for our students in visual and communication arts. In the art gallery, she designs posters. She does so many different tasks. She has to interact with the artists who are from out of town, artists from National Geographic, from the White House, to a Guggenheim Fellow, and Student Academy Award winners, and she does all that with grace and poise, and she also hauls things around. She hauls ladders, and she paints, and she makes the walls look beautiful. All that lighting that you see in a gallery, that's what Ellen does, and there's such a beautiful humility in that. And the New School alumni who were here recently said of Ellen that she's one of the first real feminists that they ever met, because a lot of the feminists they meet can talk the talk, and then they stand around while the guys move the equipment, and Ellen is just in there, just moving stuff around. So it's just that intellect and that embodiment. She will be. She's taken an MCC term to Laos, and she's starting in August. She'll be a multimedia developer for the program in Laos, and she'll maintain a blog there. And we should keep an eye on that. So, ending with a quote from Vandana Shiva: You're not Atlas, carrying the world on your shoulder. It's good to remember the planet is carrying you, even though you carry those things so well. We at Vaca are here, and we're carrying you, and you're carrying us. You will be amazing, and you always have home with us. Thank you. And that's you.
I'm Kathleen Roth, the director of the Intensive English Program. We have the privilege of working with many wonderful people at IEP. Each semester, the IEP recognizes students in the Level 6 who have taken on studies, community service, and tasks at a level that is above and beyond the call of duty. And we would like to present these students with a certificate after the service, and they are Alanud Alharbi, if you wouldn't mind standing. Alanud is from Saudi Arabia and lives in Harrisonburg with her husband Mashari, a former IEP student and now a student at JMU. Alanud will be starting at the EMU Master's in Education program in the fall. Alanud has a strong commitment to learning and consistently submits outstanding work. She shows excellent insights, expresses herself well in class, and always welcomes suggestions for improvement. Abdullah Al-Ghatani is also from Saudi Arabia and will be continuing his undergraduate studies at EMU in the fall. Abdullah works hard and maintains a positive attitude. He gets along well with his classmates, makes a strong contribution to discussion, and regularly looks for ways to improve his language skills. And thirdly, Daniel Gonzalez. Daniel is from Venezuela and plans to begin his undergraduate studies in the fall, either here at EMU or in his home country. After a hesitant start at the IEP and despite the turmoil in his home country, Daniel's work has shown major improvement over the past two semesters. He takes an active role in class discussion and is a leader outside the classroom, including playing on IEP's intramural soccer team.
My name is Nancy Heise. I teach in the Bible and Religion department, and I would like to recognize three students. I would like to invite them to stand: Thomas Millery, Emily Hodges, and Evan Knappenberger. Each year, Havarim, which is the Hebrew word for friends, provides writing awards that are judged according to student papers that are submitted. Havarim is made up of alumni who support the Bible department, and they provide the judging. These three students received the awards this year. Evan Knappenberger received first prize for a paper entitled Living Prophetically in the Belly of the Machine. I don't think that means EMU. Emily Hodges won second prize for her paper entitled Approaching Youth Ministry, Learning from Small Churches, Mentoring and Contemplative Ministry. And Thomas Millery won third prize for his paper, The Politics of Perhaps Toward a Theopoetic Anarchy. Ask them about these papers. Congratulations. They receive a cash prize. We'll see that you get the money when the checks are cut.
Hello, I'm Dee Weichel from the Computer Science Department. And it should be noted the Computer Science Department does not stand up here every year, so these individuals are truly unique. Stephen Quenzer, would you please stand? We'd like to recognize that Stephen Quenzer has won first place in the Emerge Technologies Programming Contest titled Express Yourself. In addition to displaying valuable creative design skills, that Stephen has independently overcome several technical complications of posting his entry without platform support from EMU. So he did this on his own. He will receive a cash prize from this company in Harrisonburg and competed against students from several universities in the area. So congratulations, Stephen. The second and last student I'd like to recognize is Mark Harder. Mark, would you please stand? Mark Harder is receiving the Excellence in Computer Science Award, which we do not give out every year. This is for his significant community building activities in the department, primarily. Indeed, Mark is an excellent student, having done research and won a research poster award locally here at EMU last year. However, Mark also has started the ACM Computer Club here at EMU and has been an incredible tutor, not just for our department, but for others in mathematics as well. Indeed, he's been a tutor at the ASC, as you may have noticed. He's been a peer tutor in many of my classes. He substituted for Charles in actually teaching a class when Charles had pneumonia, much to my joy and appreciation. And he has also just been a good friend and tutor to all of the students in the computer science department. I think if you stop anyone with a CS major, they will tell you the hardest class they had, Mark got them through it. So thank you very much, Mark. He'll receive a Clifford Stoll 3D manifold at some point later in the semester. Congratulations, Mark.
I am Justin Poole, Assistant Professor of Theater. I am pleased to announce Isaac Tice as the recipient of the Theater Guild Award. Isaac, are you around? No? The Theater Guild Award was created to honor an EMU student who has gone above and beyond to make great, challenging theater happen here at EMU. Isaac has spent countless days and nights in the theater constructing sets, designing lights, projections, and rigging systems, and serving as an actor in productions. Isaac certainly exemplifies the type of student we wish to honor, one who is dedicated, passionate, intelligent, and generous with his time and gifts.
I'm Mark Metzler-Sawin of the History Department. We unanimously this year elected Amanda Chandler as our winner of the Outstanding History Major of the Year Award. Amanda has been a gift to our department ever since she came. She wrote her first paper on Richard Simmons and the exercise revolution of the 1980s. She's since presented a paper on Hootenanny, the folk music revival of the 1960s at a conference for the Eastern American Studies Association. She served as president of Res Judicata, and she's currently completing her senior paper on the Works Project Administration's theater efforts here in Virginia during the Great Depression. Amanda, if you're here, please rise. All right.
I am not neither faculty nor staff, but I am a student, and I am a second level nursing student, and I'm going to be recognizing my peers today. The first recognition is for our academic award. Louise Babico won that award for not only excelling in the classroom, but also in the clinical setting, applying thorough knowledge to every aspect of care with every patient she encounters. She's proven herself to be an excellent writer and has developed great overall academic skills. So congratulations to Louise. And the next one's to Hannah Tissue for winning the Leadership Award for our department. Hannah is receiving this award for immense amount of time she has provided in co-presiding the Student Nurses Association. She has done a great job balancing the job of leading an organization and being a level 3 student. Not only is her leadership noticed in the nursing department, but also the Academic Support Center, where she tutors nursing majors. And leads group study sessions. Hannah also has great emotional intelligence and demonstrates great understanding of her peers' struggles. She immediately takes a leadership role and provides them with probably almost anything they need. Hannah has become a great role model for current and future nursing students, and as a senior, it'll be hard to see her smile leave. The next award is for our Sacred Covenant, It goes to Ariel Kaiser, so if she can please stand. Ariel is receiving this award today for living out the Sacred Covenant in everyday life from the clinical setting to the classroom. In the clinical setting, Ariel goes out of her way to attentively listen to clients and develop a therapeutic relationship with each one of them. She displays what nursing should be about, which is building trusting relationships and making sure that she's not just physically taking care of her patient, but holistically as well. In the classroom, Ariel's love and happiness radiates, affecting many lives of her classmates and peers. She is surely one that will change many lives with not only her nursing skills, but with her love. Congratulations.
My name is Susie Hostetler, and I will be recognizing the pastoral assistants in Lana Miller and Brian Martin Burkholder's absence. I will ask them to stand. We have Brandon Waggy, Katie Miller, Tyler Yoder, Nicole Groff, Macon Raleigh, Jonathan Burkholder, Christina Hardman Zimmerman, and Rose Dancy, who is student teaching. Pastoral assistants serve in many roles. They support and mentor ministry assistants, plan and lead chapel services, and facilitate gatherings that nurture spiritual life on campus. Thank you to each one of you as you served in your role well.
I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and we'd like to recognize those student athletes in the winter and spring sports who have received recognition at the conference level, the Old Dominion Athletic Conference, or beyond as well. When I call their name, if they could stand, and I will read the awards that they won, and we'll hold our applause until the end. In men's basketball, Marcel Crump was the Royals Athlete of the Week, also ODAC Player of the Week, and all ODAC second team. David Falk, Royals Athlete of the Week two times, ODAC Player of the Week, all ODAC first team, D3 Hoops All South Region team, Male Athlete of the Year, and as many of us know, number 9 on ESPN Sports Center of top 10 plays on February 15. RJ Sims, Royals Athlete of the Week, and also ODAC third team. In women's basketball, Kayla Baltimore, ODAC third team, Alyssa Brown, Royals Athlete of the Week, Jess Reinheimer, ODAC second team, Shakira Sykes, ODAC third team, and Bianca Yagarza, Royals Athlete of the Week, two-time ODAC Player of the Week, all ODAC first team, all region south team, and EMU Female Athlete of the Year. In men's indoor track and field, Jordan King, ODAC champion in the indoor high jump and Royals Athlete of the Week, Jacob Landis, Royals Athlete of the Week, and Rashawn Winters, all ODAC third team in the indoor 400 meters. On the women's indoor track and field, Hannah Chapel Dick, ODAC second team indoor and ODAC first team, or ODAC champion, if you will, in the distance medley relay team. The other members of that team were Hannah Patterson, received the championship, Krista Rittenhouse, and Junie Schwierig. In baseball, Ryan Hedrick, ODAC Player of the Week, Royals Athlete of the Week, and just recently the Freshman Athlete of the Year at EMU. Adam Posey, ODAC Player of the Week and Royals Athlete of the Week. In softball, Kara Newkirk, Royals Athlete of the Week and just recently Freshman Athlete of the Year. In women's outdoor track and field, Alyssa Bain was the Royals Athlete of the Week. In men's volleyball, Scott Brigham, Royals Athlete of the Week, and Quentin Moore, Royals Athlete of the Week. And as you know, track and field has several more meets, and so there'll be many more that come to them, all of the ODAC things for the spring. And also yesterday, we had a special recognition for a women's basketball team that only lost two games over the last 2 years in the ODAC and went undefeated this year. Please recognize all of our student athletes from the winter and spring.
I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life, and it's my privilege to recognize our SGA senators and exec. And before I call their names, I just want to call attention to the most recent accomplishment of this group. Many of you are aware of the auction that took place this past weekend, and at that auction, to raise money for the Science Center, they managed on very short notice to raise $14,000 plus a $7,000 half matching fund for a total of $21,000. So let's give them a hand. I'd like to recognize the senators who are present, and I'll call their names in alphabetical order of their first name. Alicia Igarza, Senator. Andrew Yoder, Carol Song, Chantel Garber, Curtis Handy, Aaron Nafziger, Caleb Hinga, Jacob Lester, Kristen Nice, Makura Nyagwegwe, Mariah Elliott, Sonia Anderson, and Tyler Denlinger. Let's give a hand for all those senators as they stand. Now I'd like to recognize the outgoing 2013-14 exec members, and I'd like to have them stand to be recognized. Our co-presidents, Christine Baer and Carissa Harnish. Vice President, Kyle Stork. Secretary, Becca Longenecker, who is on a class field trip today. Our Vice President for Marketing, Charlie Good. And Treasurer, Ryan Schwarzentruber. Let's give our current exec team recognition and a hand. We'd now like to recognize your newly elected SGA executive officers for 2014-15. Our SGA co-presidents 2014-15 are Becca Longenecker and Becca Martin. I guess that's Becca squared, or Becca and Rebecca. I'm not sure. But we'll have to figure that one out as we try to figure out how to differentiate between the two. And Becca Martin is on cross-cultural, and as I said, Becca Longenecker is on a class field trip today. Vice President, continuing, Kyle Stork. Our Secretary, Aaron Nafziger. Vice President for Marketing, Charlie Good. And Treasurer, Ryan Schwarzentruber. We will have a rendition in a new way of the traditional passing of the gavel, and we'd like the current exec co-presidents to come forward. And we have asked a proxy for our two Beccas, and our proxy for the passing of the gavel will be Aaron Nafziger. So they will do the formal passing of the gavel.
As co-president of SGA for spring 2014, I, Christine Baer, do hereby pass the duties and privileges of the office to the rightfully and duly elected president of SGA for fall semester 2014.
As co-president for spring 2014, I, Carissa Harnish, do hereby pass the SGA gavel to signify this act.
I, Erin Nafziger, do hereby accept this gavel on behalf of Becca Longenecker and Becca Martin, who will assume the duties and privileges of the office of SGA president. My acceptance of the SGA gavel signifies this act.
Thank you.
It's my privilege now to have us close together. Let's stand to pray together. Lord, I thank you for each person in this audience and the gifts that they bring. We thank you for those who were recognized for exceptional efforts and accomplishments. And now we ask your blessing upon each one of us as we go from here. May we seek to honor and glorify you in all that we do each day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.